I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. So tell me, how was your Thanksgiving? How did things go? Did it meet your expectations? How's your shopping going? You know, that wonderful Black Friday experience where we head to the malls that are crowded and shopping centers that are crowded with so many people, we just wish that we could crawl in a hole and hibernate for a while. How's the Christmas cards coming? Oh my, when I think back of Christmases past, that my wife and I don't know when once we started having kids, we decided that we were going to have photo cards. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. How many times did we have the kids standing out in the freezing cold without any jackets because we needed to get that Christmassy picture just right? And that was before the days of Photoshop and touching things up, or at least I didn't know how to do it at the time. So now let's see, what do we make? Oh, let's complicate the situation by adding 3 in-law kids and 8 grandchildren and trying to make that picture just perfect so that it fits on the card. I know what you're saying. What happened to it's the most wonderful time of the year guy? Well, I'm still here. But the reality is that this time of year has a lot of stresses. The reality is that this time of year can be very, very difficult. The holidays are fraught with pitfalls and dangers and potholes that can really derail what we want to have as really the most wonderful time of the year. We need to prepare for those difficult moments and not pretend that they're not going to exist. They will exist. There will be tension. There will be struggles. There will be things that we aren't planning for. This week's post that went out just this morning was, "It's yours for the choosing." And let me explain how I came up with that. My Thanksgiving was wonderful. It was really great. It started out, we actually were let out of work a bit early on Wednesday, which was a great treat because I had so many things I needed to get done, so many things I needed to accomplish. And Randy, our president and CEO, was gracious to let us leave at noon. So that started out well. Thursday morning, we started out our Thanksgiving day with a special service at our church, and then came home and prepared for the Thanksgiving dinner that was going to be, my daughter Bethany couldn't be with us. She lives in Ohio. But my son Mike and his family and his 2 of his sister-in-laws and 1 of their husbands was there. My son Jeremy and his wife Abby was there with their kids, and Tim was there. And it was a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. Deep-fried turkey. And man, if you have not tried a deep-fried turkey, you have to. Just do it safely, but there's nothing like a deep-fried turkey. So Thanksgiving was wonderful. The day after Thanksgiving was great as well. There was a little bit of Black Friday shopping for me. Literally for me, I bought some technology things that may come up at some point in some of our podcasts, but just things to help do things a little bit better for me and keep track of things a little bit better. Saturday morning was amazing. Went to the market with my wife and the regional market, which was great. And then we had brunch at my daughter-in-law, my son Jeremy, and daughter-in-law Abby's home. And, you know, Abby's the pastry chef, so that was an amazing brunch that was prepared. And things were going so well. And then came, oh, by the way, we also took a dock out of Otisco Lake. Yeah, you got that right. Friday, we took a dock out of Otisco Lake. The water was so cold that the ice that we knocked off the dock didn't melt when it hit the water. It was still floating like ice cubes in an ice-cold drink when we left. Now, granted, we didn't have to get into the water, and my boys did most of the work, but I was there for moral support and carrying dock panels because I guess they were afraid I might fall in or something. But Saturday, around dinner time, I got a migraine. And I thought it went away, but then Saturday, a little bit later in the evening, either it's back or another migraine. I thought, that's odd. I just need a good night's rest. Well, Sunday morning, go off to church, 30 minutes into church, another migraine. So I left the family and came home to try to sleep through that. And so that's either one long migraine or 3 migraines in a 36-hour period. That's not fun. And all of a sudden, all of the wonderful things of my Thanksgiving started to fade into oblivion. And I was staring down the barrel of a week that looked awful. My Monday, 13 hours, was my schedule. And I was going to have to be on my game to facilitate a school board retreat from 5 to 9 Monday evening. Tuesday, I was going to be stuck with having to teach a 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth class and 8 coaching sessions throughout the week. So needless to say, by Sunday night, I was feeling pretty miserable. Monday morning, I get up and I rush into the office to get prepared for the day that's going to be there and to make sure I was prepared for the evening to facilitate the board retreat. And I was feeling pretty bad. And it was in that moment of feeling pretty bad that I get an alert on my phone that Deborah Searle is going live. It was either on Instagram or Twitter or something, but anyways, there was a live feed that she did with anybody that was willing to watch. Now, Deborah Searle is an amazing woman. Those of you that attended Live to Lead will recognize that Deborah is the woman that rode a boat solo across the Atlantic. So that tells you a little bit about her stick-to-itiveness, to use a phrase that my dad used to say, her determination. And she really is a master at focusing on positive mindsets. And one of the things that Deborah said in that presentation, which I found just so amazing, was that you need to choose the attitude that you're going to have for the day. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful. And that's something that she always does. Each morning, she chooses an attitude. And then she starts to write in her journal about what that attitude is going to bring into the day. And this allows her to see the benefits of training her mind, and the benefits of that mindset, which would help train her mind to recognize those benefits as they come through the day. And she also goes on to say, write down why you might be struggling. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, that's crazy. Why in the world should I write down why I'm struggling? I'm already miserable. Adding more miserable to miserable is not going to help, but it really does, because what happens is if you choose your attitude and you write it down, and you write down the benefits of that attitude, and then you write down what you're struggling about and why you're struggling with it, then you can determine what of those things you can truly affect. And then you can develop an action plan for tackling them. So if I look at what I'm struggling with, what can I do? What can't I change? And then what can I do with that information? So the reality is, don't worry about the things that you can't change. They're just going to have to process through. Only focus on the things that you could change. So let me go back to my Monday. As I got ready to plan my day, I was struggling again with, now, if I don't know if you've ever suffered from a migraine, but the day after a migraine is usually lousy. A dull headache. A lot of times I'm very flushed, like my face is, looks like my blood pressure is really high. If anytime you cough or you bend over, your head hurts. You know, you bend over to pick up a pen and your head hurts. And it's a lousy, quite frankly, just a yucky feeling that you have at least for another day. And my day was going to be 13 hours at work. I was going to get home really late. But I had a choice to make. I could change the way I was going to view my day. I could choose to focus on the positive. I could choose to focus on the value that I will be bringing to the people during my busy week. And just doing that changed my mindset. So rather than saying I had to facilitate a school board meeting and I was stuck with teaching a 15 laws class, these statements were what flushed out. I have the privilege of working with a school board. I have the privilege of spending the evening with volunteers who spend so many hours of their day volunteering to help chart the path for a school district that educates the minds and hearts of 5,700 young people. I have the privilege of spending an entire day teaching on one of the most impactful books that I've ever read, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. I'm not stuck with that. That's a privilege. I have the privilege this week of coaching 8 people to hopefully bring some value to their life. So you see, I made the choice to focus on the positive. Did it make my headache go away? No. By the end of the day, it was better. By evening, I felt really, really good, and I was thankful for people that said they were texting me, that said they were praying for me, people that emailed me and said they were praying for me to help me get through the day. And that was so powerful because it worked. Yeah, by the end of the day, I was back where I wanted to be, but I had to make that choice early in the morning. It wasn't just going to happen on its own. And all of us have that. So as you're looking at the weeks to come, there are going to be problems. There are going to be struggles. You need to prepare for them. And I love what Deborah says, where each day she wakes up and she chooses the attitude for the day. And she reflects on that. What will that attitude do for me? So my day, my focus for yesterday when I was working on this was I choose to be positive. I choose to focus on the values, the positivity that hopefully I would be bringing to people. And just that choice changed my outlook. And I was able to find wonderful things that could build up my day. Prior to my school board meeting, I met with an individual that was very concerned about something. And I reassured that person, said, this is going to be fine. It's going to turn out well. Because you see, I had the positive mindset and focus. Imagine if I would have allowed the 36 hours of migraine that led me to almost forget the blessings of my Thanksgiving. If I would have let those negative emotions flow into my day, I would have ruined everybody else's day. But I made the choice to focus on the positive. What will you focus on? I'm going to leave in the show notes some links so that you can follow Deborah Searle. I highly recommend it. She's just such an inspiration to anybody that follows her, because each day you get this little bit of positivity from her of what she's choosing, how she's going to act, those type of things. Deborah Searle's a great one. Rachel Hollis is another one to help us figure out how to stay positive. Joe Duncan, I've mentioned him in the past as well, Before 5 a.m., where Joe talks about making it a great day and making the most out of what's happening. So as we get into this wonderful, what is truly the most wonderful time of the year, let's prepare for the pitfalls that are going to hit us, the blindsided cheap shots that are going to come, and let's set our intention on something positive. I'm Dave Freund. And this was The Next Page.